You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The Week 14 Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com as the Broncos prepare to jet off to Middle Tennessee, Nashville, Music City for a big, big game against the Tennessee Titans in the playoff race. Let's get started with a question, though, about last week's game. This one comes from Chris Dominguez. Was Von Miller's pressure on Blake Bortles, which forced the fumble, considered a sack fumble for Miller? Eventually it was. It did not go into the stat books initially as a sack and a forced fumble. You know, Von Miller pushed the right tackle into Blake Bortles, so initially it was just ruled a team sack and a fumble recovery, not a forced fumble and a sack to the individual. By Wednesday, Elias Sports Bureau, which handles the stats in the league, had changed it. Von Miller did get the sack. He's up to 13.5 for the season. He leads the league now, and I think getting that sack, it's crucial for him in his hopes of being Defensive Player of the Year. If he's going to win that award, he's got to have at least one statistical notch above everybody else, and obviously that's going to be sacks. So who knows? Maybe that's going to prove the difference in making Miller the sack champion and potentially the Defensive Player of the Year. Second question from Chris Belisle. Who do you think is going to get more work this week between Forsett and Booker? I ask because I have both on my fantasy team, and I'm curious who I should start, and I'm also interested in your thoughts as to who might come out as our number one between CJ and Forsett this offseason. First of all, pump the brakes on the offseason. Pump the brakes on next season. Let's not even think about that right now. Remember, with Justin Forsett, you are talking about a ninth-year veteran. You hope that he can find his old form in the scheme that he knows well, but let's just pull things back just a bit right now. You're looking at Justin Forsett as being a short-term boost, hopefully. Beyond that, we'll see. As for who plays more on Sunday, it looks like Devontae Booker is going to start, but Justin Forsett's going to get in there. And as Gary Kubiak said on Friday, it's going to be a hot hand type situation. So if Booker goes out there, has a few strings together, a few good runs, he's going to be in there for most of the game. If Justin Forsett comes in, strings together some runs, I think he's going to get most of the carries. You go look back at last Sunday, if Capri Bibbs does not have the high ankle sprain, I think he ends up with more runs in the end than Devontae Booker, just because Bibbs had the hot hand, had something working. So if Forsett is hot, he'll get more carries. If not, it's going to be Devontae Booker. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.